for months we've been willing to meet with the governor if he would just lift this phony end-of-the-year deadline on the compact. I said phony because myself, every other tribal leader, outside legal observers, the state officials who negotiated the compact 15 years ago, all know that the compact renews, and so we're not willing to sit down if there's some artificial clock ticking on us, counting down to the stroke of midnight. Not only did we have a disconnect in terms of that position, the governor believed it terminated at the end of the year unless it was renewed or extended, he also ratcheted up his rhetoric, and so his last press conference he talked about us engaging in illegal operations if we didn't sign his agreement, and he specifically targeted vendors, the people that keep the casinos running. These are businesses, large and small, that form the network of vendors that keep this great industry going. He targeted employees, suggesting that they would be working in illegal establishments. That's just not the right kind of atmosphere that should be created. And if that rhetoric was to continue, it could do real damage to the men and women who work in our casinos and who work in the businesses that support them. So we went to federal court, we being the Cherokee, the Chickasaw, and the Choctaw, and we're just asking the federal judge a simple question. Does the compact renew? That's all we're asking. We'll get an answer that the governor of the state of Oklahoma will have to respect, and of course we'll have to respect it too as we work through the legal process. So that's the state of things right now. The other thing I would add is it's business as usual. All the casino business has been booming, and it'll continue to boom in 2020.
Well, is there a concern that there might have been a shutdown on New Year's Eve into New Year's Day?
Well, we didn't know for sure because of the tone of the governor's rhetoric. I mean, when the governor of a state tells an industry, targets an industry and says you're engaging in illegal operations and then targets the network of vendors that keep that industry going, we have to be concerned. And so I was at the Hard Rock New Year's Eve, mainly to show support for the staff and the patrons and the vendors that keep the place going strong. What I found, though, was that there was no interruption, not even an attempt to interrupt operations, which I think is good. I mean, I would hate to see a time when the state of Oklahoma tried to come in and shut down a casino based on the situation that the governor has created. It didn't happen, and that's good. Maybe cooler heads are prevailing down at the state capitol. Well, I stopped by Ramona, too, before, probably around 10 p.m. and visited with the staff and the marshals. You know, the marshals and security staff would be there anyway because we want to make sure people have a good time, but a safe time. But they were also on alert that if something were to happen in terms of state interference with our operations, that it wasn't going to be a confrontation, but they have protocols that they go through. They could have called our attorney general and we could have taken the appropriate legal action. It never came to that. And in fact, it was probably one of the biggest New Year celebrations across our casino properties that we've had in years, which I think is a good sign. I think it's just a sign of the strength of our operations. So everything was great. I rang in the New Year at the Hard Rock, and after the stroke of midnight, I'm not much of a slot machine player, but I sat down at one of our Class 3 machines and played it, just to show folks that, hey, we're still open for business.
Very good. Chief, thank you very much. Is there anything you want to add?
No, I appreciate the coverage.
Well, all right.
Have a great 2020.
You too, sir. Bye-bye now. Mm-hmm.